KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly cloudy and 69 degrees. We're looking for occasional showers and thunderstorms today and a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Members of the CAM School District's Board of Education will meet in a regular session this evening at 6:30 at the CAM High School Media Center. On their agenda is numerous action items, including approval of resignations and contracts, approval of Boyd Jones for the facility study contract, approval of a daycare agreement, open enrollment applications, fundraisers for the 2019-2020 school year, also approval of the homecoming fun run, salvage bus bid, an athletic trainer agreement, approval of the instructional support levy resolution to continue participation in the instructional support program, and approval of superintendent board and goals. Also, they will discuss and possibly take action with regard to the school board election filing time frame. Prior to adjourning for the evening, the board will present their reports to the superintendent. In news from over the weekend, the Creston Police Department this morning reports several arrests. Taken into custody Friday afternoon was 19-year-old Joel Blazik. He was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of theft in the fifth degree. Blazik was released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. Also arrested Friday afternoon was 18-year-old Jeremiah Whitney, who was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for two counts of forgery. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $10,000 bond. Saturday morning at around 2 a.m., 25-year-old Ernesto Escamilla of Creston was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. He was later released on $1,000 bond. At around 10:25 a.m. Saturday, 32-year-old Jeffrey Drake of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended. He was later released on a $300 bond. And a Creston man reported to authorities Friday night that someone had damaged his windshield while his vehicle was parked at his residence in the 500 block of North Chestnut Street. The incident occurred between sometime 11 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Friday. The damage was estimated at $300. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office has charged an additional suspect in an ongoing narcotics distribution investigation. 36-year-old Miguel Angel Lopez, formerly of Lenox, was arrested by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office Sunday. He was wanted on an active Taylor County warrant for controlled substance violation, delivery of a controlled substance, a Class C felony. Lopez was being held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. Sheriff's officials report also 29-year-old Luke Samo of Diagonal was arrested Saturday following an investigation into an incident that occurred Friday in the 200 block of Broadway in Clearfield. Samo was charged with domestic abuse assault by strangulation and was being held in the Taylor County Jail without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Nebraska trial of a Kansas man charged with the 2017 traffic deaths of four Iowa motorcyclists has been delayed again until October. A judge recently agreed to delay the trial for 24-year-old Cesar Cisneros Hernandez of Liberal, Kansas. He's pleaded not guilty to four counts of vehicular homicide, one of reckless driving, and one of failing to drive in his lane. A new trial date is set for October 15th. Cisneros Hernandez remains free on bail. Prosecutors say his vehicle hit two motorcycles carrying two people each on July 1st, 2017 near Ogallala, Nebraska. Authorities say 54-year-old Sheila Matheny and 61-year-old James Matheny from Bedford were on one of the cycles. The other motorcyclists were 58-year-old Michael Weiss and 59-year-old Geraldine Weiss, who lived in Council Bluffs. Bond has been set at $2.2 million for a 44-year-old woman charged in the shooting deaths of two Iowa men. A judge set bond for April Montello Roberts of Shenandoah on Friday. She is charged with two counts of first-degree murder, burglary, robbery, and two counts of attempted murder of an officer. Prosecutors say Montello Roberts was in cahoots with her boyfriend, 28-year-old Troy Peterson of Essex, in the robbery and killing of 52-year-old Jarrett Clark on last Sunday. Police say days later they fled when a Council Bluffs officer tried to pull over their truck, then randomly approached 51-year-old Stephen Carlson's home with a plan to take a hostage to use as leverage to escape police. Officials say Peterson instead shot and killed Carlson. The pair later crashed their truck while fleeing from police, and Peterson was shot dead by an officer. Montello Roberts has a preliminary hearing set for this Friday. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says a traffic stop at around 2 a.m. Sunday resulted in charges against a Nebraska woman. Deputies stopped a Jeep Grand Cherokee for speeding and upon further investigation charged the driver, 28-year-old Elizabeth Field of Fremont, Nebraska, with driving under suspension. Field was also cited for speeding. A 53-year-old man reportedly suffered from a gash on his head during a motorcycle accident at around 3 p.m. Saturday on Highway 6, about a mile west of Highway 59 near Oakland. The man was said to be conscious and alert. No other details are currently available. In our funeral announcements, Elizabeth Sue Bradall, age 82, of Skidmore, Missouri, died Wednesday in Maryville, Missouri. Services for Sue Bradall will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Missouri. The Price Funeral Home of Maryville has arrangements. Terry Moore, age 57, of Panora, died August the 2nd in Des Moines. Memorial services for Terry Moore will be today at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Merle Nelson Turner, age 88, of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died February 9th. A celebration of life for Merle Turner will be today at noon at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Brett Allen Peterson, age 54, of Harlan, died Friday. A memorial service for Brett Peterson will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Shirley Chalfont, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Shirley Chalfont will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Roland Peterson, age 59, of Kimbleton and formerly of Elkhorn, Nebraska, died August 3rd. A celebration of life for Roland Peterson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the West Side Church in Fremont, Nebraska. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Beverly J. Brown, age 75, of Exira, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Beverly Brown will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has the arrangements. And Laverne John Schuning, age 84, of Harlan, died Friday at Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital. Funeral services for Laverne Schuning will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Henson reporting.